of 20 Democratic presidential candidates debated. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports this Thursday night, frontrunner and former Vice President Joe Biden will join 9 other Democratic presidential contenders for round 2 in Miami.
Fighting poverty, combating climate change, fixing immigration, and reducing gun violence among the key issues in the first debate of the 2020 cycle. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says President Trump is bragging about a great economy, but it's not great for everyone.
Government is working for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, and we think 2020 is the chance to change that.
Before a Miami audience, several candidates interlaced Spanish into their remarks, drawing loud applause, and a technical glitch made it awkward when they couldn't hear a question about last year's high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. In the end, Senator Amy Klobuchar says,
"The key here is what unites our party right now is much more important than what divides us."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant funding for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration across the country's southern border with Mexico. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are 4 changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those 4 changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report suggests that the Islamic State could make a comeback and could pose a bigger threat than before. The report, titled ISIS's Second Comeback, assessing the next ISIS